We have Felicia Johnson, F-E-L-I-C-I-A-J-O-H-N-S-O-N. It is a date of birth 2/28/1965, date of accident 3/16/2022, and date of service is 5/24/2023. The patient returns for a follow-up evaluation. Initially, she was involved in an automobile accident that occurred on 3/16/2022. In this accident, she was a front seat passenger, and she reported that another car hit them T-bone passenger side that caused her the car being totaled and injury to her head as well as to the neck and the lower back as the chief issue. She also started having pain in the right shoulder. Neck pain was 10, lower back pain 8, and right shoulder pain 7 to 8, with difficulty in raising the arm beyond 90 degrees. The patient has been undergoing conservative treatment. She has declined to have any kind of injection treatment or surgical treatment. The patient was initially seen at a hospital. In the ER, she has a presence of herniated disc at C4-5, C5-6, C6-7, and also in L4-L5, there is a disc herniation for which lumbar epidural and cervical epidural injections were recommended. The patient has chosen to continue the physical therapy. So far, she has not done any acupuncture. Sometimes she has, sometimes she has not. And she reports that the therapy does tend to help a little. And our patient reports that her case is towards the end of it, and that is all she needs, some medications and physical therapy. Currently, her pain level is reported in the neck and the shoulder, and the lower back is 7. She does report that she can lift up to 120 degrees of abduction at this time. She's trying home exercises. ADLs are affected to the tune of 6 to 7. As follows, the general activity, mood, and work and enjoyment of life are affected 7. Walking ability and sleep are affected 6. Relationship with other people is affected 5. She does report 40 to 50% improvement in her symptoms. Currently, the system review is from the chart. Additional history is from the chart. Current pain medications are Ortran. Substance abuse, none is reported. And compliance history, patient reports full compliance. Kindly review the chart. The physical examination is as follows. The vital signs: blood pressure was 155 over 99, pulse is 71, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam remains the same from previous visit of 4/27/2023, dictation number 0428-062. Along with diagnosis, the plan is to continue the conservative treatment that patient wants, physical therapy 2 times a week with traction to the affected area, which is neck, lower back, and shoulder area. And she has been advised about using heat and rest and medications. She remains off work, and hospital replacement, case management is requested. And medication-wise, she is provided with Mobic, 15 milligram daily for anti-inflammatory effect, Protonix for stomach protection, 20 milligram PRN, Tylenol with codeine number 4 for pain relief, Xanax tablets, 1.5 milligram PRN for anxiety, Zoloft for depression and anxiety, Neurontin 600 milligram twice a day for the nerve relief, Furosets 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN for headache relief. She was referred for functional disability. We never received it, so no disability has been approved by us. She's also advised to continue counseling, neuropsych therapy, along with physical therapy. Our case is being resolved, and we are just basically waiting for all that to end. Thank you. She can come and visit us in 30 days' time if she thinks it is helping us, her, and move for more therapy.